While making it to Banff National Park for a weekend hike might be hard to pull off, British Columbia is home to some of the world's most awe-inspiring vistas. Even better, most of the best hikes near Vancouver are accessible year-round. Have a look at some easy hikes or hiking trail systems to enjoy with jaw-dropping views that allow you to see for miles. Quarry Rock Photo. View from the top of Quarry Rock in North Vancouver. Photo. Inatsialuq, iStock, Getty Images. Plus the average length of time needed to reach the peak of this hike is 45 minutes. While it has some incline, it is considered an accessible trail for novice hikers who walk up. Some fit folks even choose to run or bike up the trail. From the top, locals can enjoy sweeping, 360-degree views of the Indian Arm. The trail is dog-friendly, so Fido doesn't have to stay sad at home. The trail is considered accessible year-round, but may be closed during or following stormy weather. The trail is about 3.8 kilometers long and has an elevation of roughly 100 meters, according to Vancouver Trails. How do you get there? The Baden-Powell Trail is located near the Deep Cove North Shore Marina and Rentals at 2890 Panorama Drive, North Vancouver. Continue walking down Panorama Drive to the easternmost section, which leads to a trail, with signage to guide you, public transportation TransLink's 211 Seymour, Phibbs Exchange Bus takes roughly an hour from Waterfront SkyTrain Station. Driving routes take under roughly 35 to 40 minutes from the downtown area. Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area Photo, Changfeng Chang, iStock Editorial, Getty Images. Plus Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area extends over 576 hectares, with the elevation climbing 25 meters above sea level to the summit. The trails wind through the forested mountain slopes of deciduous and coniferous trees. Hikers can spot black-tailed deer, coyotes, bald eagles and some smaller animals in the park again. Visitors are warned that black bears and cougars sometimes appear near creeks and streams near the forest trails. Hikers looking for a real workout can visit Burnaby's version of the iconic, Jack Black-approved, Grouse Grind. The Velodrome Trail is a 1,400-meter route that kicks off at Harry Jerome Sports Center. Alternatively, it is accessible from the gravel parking lot at the Drummond's Walk Trailhead in Barnett Marine Park, on the other side of the Barnett Highway, across from Harry Jerome Sports Center, according to the City of Burnaby. How do you get there? Burnaby Mountain Park is located at 100 Centennial Way. The following directions will take you to the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area, but you could also start hiking at areas lower down. Public transportation TransLink's R5 Hastings Street to SFU Exchange Bus from Waterfront Station takes about an hour and 15 minutes. TransLink riders can also take the Expo Line to Commercial Drive and transfer to the Millennium Line, and then the 145 Production Way Bus. It also takes about an hour and 15 minutes. Driving drivers can take Hastings Street from downtown Vancouver to Burnaby Mountain. It takes about 40 minutes. Minicata Regional Park, peaceful autumn landscape with fall colors and serene mountain lake reflections at Minicata Regional Park. Photo. Yi Bao Ty, iStock, Getty Images. Plus, the Minicata Regional Park features marshes, rocky outcrops, and lush forested areas, offering an enticing alternative to other hikes near Vancouver. Dogs are permitted, but must be leashed. According to Metro Vancouver, a couple of popular, easier trails to enjoy in the park include: Lodge Trail is about 2 kilometers return from the Quarry Road entrance, and is mostly flat with excellent wildlife viewing along the lower marsh. It has a small picnic area, and you can have a peek at Minicata Lodge, or continue along Fern Trail. Fern Trail is 2.7 kilometers return from the small picnic area near the lodge. It is described as rolling with some steep sections, and you can enjoy partial views of Pitt River and Addington Marsh from the Addington Lookout. The park is open from June 3 to September 1 from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and from September 2 to September 22 from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. How do you get there? Minicata Regional Park is located at 4000 Quarry Road in Coquitlam and is accessible from Highway 1. Public transportation. If you aren't driving, public transportation will include a couple of long walks, or a rideshare or cab option. The 173 Cedar Branch departs from TransLink's Coquitlam station on the Millennium Line, but then it is about a 40-minute walk. Driving routes take just over an hour from the downtown Vancouver area. Lighthouse Park. Aerial view of historic landmark Point Atkinson Lighthouse by day in West Vancouver. Photo, R.M. Nunes, iStock, Getty Images Plus. Lighthouse Park on the North Shore yields awe-inspiring views in every direction as you make your way through the forest and down the shore. Folks who only want to score a snap of the main attraction, the stunning, white and red Point Atkinson Lighthouse, can follow an easy trail for approximately 10 minutes. However, the trails can also offer a good workout, with options spanning 6 kilometers that take roughly 2 hours. Starboat Cove is another ideal spot with stunning views and space to sit down for a picnic. It is located about 15 minutes from Lighthouse Park. The lighthouse viewpoint offers panoramic ocean views and a cornucopia of seafaring fowl. Best of all, this unique gem is a short drive from downtown Vancouver. The trail is dog-friendly, but dogs must be leashed up. How do you get there? The entry point to Lighthouse Park is located at 4902 Beacon Lane in West Vancouver, and can be accessed from a parking lot just off Beacon Lane. Public transportation. TransLink's 250 Horseshoe Bay bus takes roughly an hour to get there from Burrard Station, with walking, driving, routes take under roughly 35 to 40 minutes from the downtown Vancouver area. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.